First of all, Senator, this is a big issue, not just here, but nationwide. What is happening at the Capitol that can help this?
Well, there's been some progress recently with the passage and signing into law of a bill called the Comprehensive Addiction Recovery Act. There are all sorts of ideas and policies embodied in that legislation to help forge the partnerships we need to get ahead on this this scourge, this epidemic. Having said that, one of the things missing, and I would say it's not comprehensive because this element is missing, is an investment of federal dollars to help localities, states, nonprofit agencies implement some of the very ideas that are embodied in the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act. So the next step, I think, at the national level is naming this as an emergency and really truly partnering with local entities that are on the front lines, that are dealing with family members who are trying to get help for loved ones, who are dealing with people with addiction, trying to get them the help that they need.
Sounds like funding and coordination are the two big key elements.
Yes, I certainly think that we are seeing greater success in communities that have identified stakeholders and interested parties who want to be a part of the solution and are coordinating their ideas and their services and in a way that is responsive to the need of their community. That's not happening everywhere, but where, like we saw today and heard today in Columbia County, where that's happening, there's been some real encouraging outcomes. Still a clear identification that we have a long way to go.
Are you finding the same message at all your roundtables?
You know, there are some elements that I hear everywhere that are just universal about this horrible epidemic that our nation is facing. But there are some regional and geographic variances. Let me just name a couple. In the state of Wisconsin, the roundtables that I've held in western Wisconsin, I am told, I think at every one, that methamphetamine is still a very significant problem. And in most of the jurisdictions I was visiting, it was viewed as a bigger problem than opioid and heroin addiction. In the rest of the state, opioid and heroin addiction was much more prevalent. The other unique aspect, I think, is sort of proximity to treatment options. Especially if somebody needs an inpatient or a daily treatment. And I'll give you an example of my roundtable in Superior, Wisconsin. Superior is separated from a big city called Duluth by a bridge. But people struggling with addiction in Superior have to seek treatment in the Chippewa Valley, which is many, many miles south. The reason is the differences between the state programs, eligibility if you're not a state resident for treatment. So the frustration you can imagine of somebody really struggling to overcome an addiction, wanting treatment, but not being able to get it in their backyard and having to travel many miles.
We've also heard today about some of the issues with Medicaid reimbursement and eligibility.
Absolutely. I think, you know, in terms of securing medical treatment for overcoming an addiction, you look at all the folks that generally pay. Does insurance cover it if somebody has insurance? Does Medicaid cover it for those who rely on Medicaid as their insurance? And, you know, in some cases, the only option is private pay, and this is very expensive treatment, especially if you're looking at a residential treatment, often well beyond the capacity of an individual or a family to afford. There was some robust discussion today on looking into creating greater opportunities for the private insurance sector to take their fair share of responsibility to cover substance abuse, mental illness, the same way they do physical illness, and to create a re-examination of our Medicaid policies, which vary from state to state, to make sure that everybody who needs treatment and is seeking treatment has the opportunity to access it.